Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
506 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is a lovely Tuesday afternoon. No, it really is. Weather-wise, I was just outside. And, I mean, it's cold. I think it's cold. Which probably says more about me than the actual weather. It's 59 degrees. No, that's cold. 59 degrees. I think anything below 70 at this point is bad. But It's okay. We do have some rain moving in, by the way. I just want to let you know around 7 o'clock we're going to get some more rain, and that's going to be with us for a while. Thanks so much to General Keith Kellogg, who was with us a little bit earlier. If you didn't hear my conversation with the general, please go to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com, and check it out. The general will be back with us next week or the week after. And got a few other folks. I don't want to blow the lid off of them too far in advance, but Jeremy's working very, very hard behind the scenes. And as we talk about juggling the flaming chainsaws in the deep end of the pool, certainly a tech sort of a day in that regard. And he does it without floaties, so I am continually impressed. All right, Germ, we got some time here. I want to just take a listen to some stuff that's out there. I want to start with the soggy salad, please. Now, it's cut number three. It's NBC. And who was it? Was this Kristen Welker who was very, 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 very concerned about cut number three in the soggy section, please?
Speaker,
that's
just
what people are going
to
vote on.
Just be very clear. He hasn't released all of his medical records. He released two letters. Should he release the results of the cognitive test?
It's unnecessary.
Test,
he's said, on display every minute.
So it's unnecessary. Right. You concede that he didn't release his medical records. You don't want to know things like his cholesterol level, whether he's dealing with any issue that we may not know about, if he's going to be commander in chief. And he also said he would release cognitive tests.
Kristen, listen to your question.
Should he release that?
The American people, Kristen, the American people don't care about the cholesterol level of Donald Trump. They care about the cost of living and the fact they cannot pay for groceries because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's policies have put them in that situation. The medical records are irrelevant. Let's talk about things that the American people...
Hey, Speaker Johnson is absolutely correct. And if you want to do... if you're taking some sort of a bet, like are you laying odds on Donald Trump's cholesterol? Here's my advice. Take the over. I am willing to bet that there's, it's a high number for the cholesterol. Seriously. Right? Lots of McDonald's, lots of KFC. God bless him. Good for him. Do I care what his cholesterol is? No. And you know why? Because I can't afford food that has cholesterol in it. While you're at it, Kristen, why did you get all upset about his gluten situation? Does anybody know if President Trump is gluten intolerant? Is that what they call it? A gluten allergy? Because I see all the stuff that's gluten-free. And I'm pretty sure that gluten is the primary ingredient in everything that's tasty. So maybe you should ask whether President Trump has a gluten situation. Seriously, inquiring minds want to know, Kristen. That is the most important issue going on right now. The hell with outrageous inflation and wars breaking out around the world and all this other nonsense. No, let's pursue this line of questioning. Let's find out about Donald Trump's gluten situation, because that's going to be make or break for me. I told you I had some good information. I want to share it with you because, boy... Oh, boy, oh, boy. It is very, very good. But before you get to that, before I let you hear that, I just want you to take a listen to cut number seven, the regular cut number seven. Kamala Harris wants us to know a lot of things, including Donald Trump is very, very dangerous. Cut number seven.
That happened by supporting the schools.
You look at black immigrants, legal immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, and he gets on a debate stage and says they're eating their pets? Come on. This man is dangerous. Not to mention Roland. Let's fast forward to right now. His staff won't let him do a 60 minutes interview. Every president for the last half century has done one, anyone who's running for president. Everyone has done it, except Donald Trump. He will not debate me again. I put out my medical records, he won't put out his medical records. And you have to ask, why is his staff doing that? And it may be because they think he's just not ready and unfit and unstable and should not have that level of transparency for the American people. There's a real choice in this election.
I go back to the question, is she stupid, is she drunk, or is she high? And there are moments I keep thinking we do need option D, all of the above. I got to tell you something, Madam Vice President, I know how to break it to you. Nobody's afraid of you. See, she's operating from this position where she, I think, really believes people are afraid of her. People are concerned about her campaign. Well, there are people who are concerned about your campaign, but not in the way that you think. They are the Democrat Party sycophants who allowed you and Nancy Pelosi and Schmuck Schumer and Barack Obama to have this White House coup. You guys pitched poor Joe Biden right off the cliff. You didn't think twice about it. You pushed him out of there. Now, far be it for me to defend Joe Biden, because I think Joe Biden is a complete and total bottom-feeding slug. But even I feel sorry for him a little bit. The people who are concerned about your campaign, I'm here to tell you, it's not those of us over here on the right who are Republicans or Trump people. We're not the least bit concerned about your campaign. People that are concerned about your campaign are the very people who engaged in the palace coup against Joe Biden, who now are having a little bit, well, it's not buyer's remorse, it's coup perpetration remorse. It is a very bizarre situation. I'm going to give you some of the good news. And it is really, whether you understand it or not, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to her. Whether you understand it or not, these are the facts. And I have a sneaky suspicion your staff doesn't share the facts with you. Because I also get this sense, God, I hate to say it, I don't think she's capable of the whole multitasking thing where she's keeping track of different sets of facts. Right? And some of us are not. I can't tell you I'm the best at it. Well, I'm also not asking you to vote for me to be president of the United States. I like to stay focused on, manageable things. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are tied today. Tied. When you take a look at all of the numbers that are out there, there's a poll over here that has Trump up. There's a poll over there that has Harris up minimally. But when you do the aggregation, fundamentally speaking, they are tied. That is a terrible situation if you are Kamala Harris. Because just a few weeks ago, you had a commanding lead all over the place. Now, here's why. There are four issues that matter to voters the most. Issue number one is the economy. And Kamala Harris's efforts to buy off black male voters by promising to them a $20,000 forgivable loan is not going to work. You know why? Because I don't know anybody who is as clueless as Kamala Harris and the rest of her gang trying to pitch that idea. Because I know that every thinking person, be they male or female, black or white, short or tall, skinny or fat, is looking at this and going, hey, listen, how about now? How come you didn't do anything about the economy during the last 4 years? You're the people who broke it. You broke it. And I don't know anybody who is dumb enough to think that Kamala Harris and the government's going to walk up to your house with a duffel bag filled with small unmarked bills and go, hey, here's $20,000 for you. Thanks for being you. Keep on being you. It's not going to happen. So the economy is number one. You know what's number two? Inflation. Oh, now inflation ought to be part of the economy, right? That should give you an indication just what the important issues are. I mean, they've extrapolated out. The economy writ large is number one. Inflation is number two. Immigration, which means illegal immigration in this case, is number three. And number four, crime. Anybody want to take a look at all of that and say, oh, yeah, Harris Walls? They are totally on the right side of those issues. Not going to happen. All right, we'll talk more about it. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. I know, I'm trying to get all excited, but it is. It's Tuesday. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That's the number for our Chronic Care of Richmond text line. 804 says, Jeff, please be gentle with Howard. He is very frail, after all. You might send him over the edge. Howard's a lot of things. Now, you know, you know what? Frail, I wouldn't say frail. I would say delicate. 804, Jeff, you are a savant at reading the text line. Poor John struggles with it. Well, I've explained this to you, right? Our Chronic Care of Richmond text line is not exactly, best in the bunch. Nothing to do with chronic care. It has to do with the technology involved with it. So you'll send a text, and I appreciate that. I really do. But it winds up in all sorts of different pieces of this particular screen. So you got to go back and kind of paste everything together. Jeff. Mitchell in Chesterfield says, my wife and son got to meet the governor today during his visit in Chesterfield. I am super jealous. Well, Mitchell, here's what I would tell you. Go out and meet Governor Youngkin wherever he might be. One of the things that Governor Youngkin has made a calling card of his administration is being out and about and meeting with Virginians, right? I mean, real, honest-to-goodness Virginians, you never seem to know where he might be, but you can sometimes get a clue. As an example, with what was happening in Southwest Virginia, what continues to happen in Southwest Virginia, he's there, and to see him with the sleeves rolled up and really doing the hard work is great. But yeah, you want to.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Go out and see if you can encounter the governor. He's a good dude. 804, Jeff, Howard might be on a statin. Well, he might be. A lot of people might be. Another one, 804. Jeff, Democrats are saying they're not sure the election might not. They're saying that the election might not be fair and may not certify that. Huh. Okay. Maybe. Let's see here. 804. Jeff, politics and pints question for Gutman. Why in the federal government, if you were found to screw up something and be totally incompetent at your job, that you are never actually held accountable? In fact, then you get a promotion. Take a look at that Secret Service director. Ooh, good point. That's Ron. Yeah. Tell me how promising to give you $20,000 for a weed shop is a good idea. Interestingly, I've got a text here addressing that very issue. Jeff, I am an African-American male, and I am offended at Kamala's so-called proposals. It is sad that she thinks that the only way she can reach me is to technically bribe me to vote for her so I can get this free money, only for her to take it all back when she increases my taxes. Yeah. Absolutely. I think you're absolutely correct. Of course, I'm not expected to think that far, am I, Jeff? Also, to promise me that she will legalize weed is the ultimate insult. I have not smoked it, nor do I have a desire to do so. In my opinion, I think Kamala has a low opinion of black men. Otherwise, she would have presented better proposals. Maybe that's why she didn't marry one. That's what Mike says on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Well, that is quite interesting. Okay. Moment from now, I got a few more of these little snippets, and it looks like it's actually Politics and Pints number 9 that's going to happen tomorrow. That's pretty cool. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and I get a little bit of rain moving in. Not terrible. That'd be like maybe an hour or two. What am I seeing here? Yeah, maybe coming in as early as 6 and sticking around as late as 8, but not terrible. And then after that, we're kind of back to our previously scheduled weather. It is going to be chilly. This is the thing, though, and I don't know. I heard my parents for years as they got older. They each would say, well, you know, your blood gets thinner as you get older. That's why people are cold. Now, my mom was a nurse. She was a med-surg nurse for like 40 years. Your blood doesn't get thinner. But all of a sudden, you know, yeah. Anyway, just sort of craziness. So that's where we are, but we'll be dealing with that. Tomorrow morning, you heard John Reed say he's going to have Howard Gutman on his show. I am not exactly sure why, but I think it's because John's a nice guy. I do. I told you. This is one of the things that separates me from John. As much as I love John, I really do, and I think the world of him. John's a nice guy. Wants everybody to be happy. He's a people pleaser. I think that's why he likes politics. Right? People have said to me when I forget what I had mentioned. People say, well, you know, when you run, it's like, dude, I'm not running for office. I'm running from office. Zero interest in being elected to anything except maybe the chief burger flipper at some outdoor event, because I'd be good at that. That I would like. But run for office? No. Now, I like serving. Let me make that clear. Not like General Kellogg. General Kellogg devoted his entire life to service. Unbelievable service. Retired as a 3-star general. Do you know what that takes? And then served as the National Security Advisor to the Vice President, then the National Security Advisor to the President. And you listened to him when he was with us a couple of moments ago. Man, he would go back in a second. He said there are only two answers when the President of the United States asks you to serve. Option number one is yes. Option number two is yes, sir. Those are your only two options. I believe that. So I believe in service, but I'm not interested in the elected part of it. I'm just not. So that's that. Like I said, John and I differ in that regard. I think part of it's because John grew up in it, right? I mean, if you grow up and your dad happens to be one of the most distinguished members of the House of Delegates, and your childhood is enmeshed with political campaigns, I think it's in your blood. So that's why I'm saying I'm happy. Well, he hasn't announced anything yet. But I'm hoping, you know. 804, Jeff, Howard is not frail. He's Meshuggah. Meshuggah is Yiddish for crazy. And that's absolutely correct. Howard, and I don't think Howard is frail. I think he's delicate. You know, like a little piece of porcelain. His feelings get hurt and he doesn't want to be asked any tough questions. In other words, a leftist. Right, the leftists want to tell you why you're stupid, why you're wrong. They want to insult you and demean you. But then, God forbid, you turn and say, hey, let me... Oh, no. How dare you ask that? So it's going to be fun tomorrow. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. I think there's going to be some interesting stuff that that goes on. All right, let me pull up one or two other things here in terms of some of our sound bites that have been around, and they're already doing their best to lay the groundwork for the Kamala Harris loss. If you take a look at these numbers, I shared with you the top 4 issues for American voters today. Number 1, the economy. Number 2, inflation. Number 3, immigration. Number 4, crime. Now, you don't have to be a political scientist to figure out Kamala Harris doesn't have any sort of standing on any of those issues. The economy stinks. Well, I'm a change agent. Well, what would you change? Nothing. Ma'am, I don't think you fully understand the definition of the term change agent. Inflation. I've got a plan to fix inflation. I know exactly how to do it. Okay. How come you didn't do it 4 years ago? Well, on my first day in office, ma'am, your first day in office was January the 20th, 2021. Immigration. Well, I don't know nothing about no immigration. Well, you were the immigration czar. Nuh-uh. I went to the border last week. And I went to the border. So I've been there twice. Mm-hmm. I remember she's getting aid and comfort from folks like that Martha Raddatz from ABC. What an embarrassment she is. Martha Raddatz, who told us, well, it was only a couple of apartment complexes that got taken over by the most violent criminal gang in Venezuela. Oh, where were they, Martha? Well, they were in the United States. Well, that's a problem. See, if those gang members from Venezuela had actually taken over apartment complexes in Venezuela, that would be the problem of Venezuela. However, they are taking over apartment complexes in the United States. That makes it our problem. And Martha Raddatz says, well, it's not all of those apartment complexes like Trump said. Martha Raddatz sitting in her $2.5 million mansion in Northern Virginia. Now, you know, it's got to be like the outer belt. Right? Because, well, the closer you get to the district, the more expensive it is. So $2.5 million for us is something. $2.5 million when you get up into Fairfax, that's like a fixer-upper, right? But that's what the tax bill said on that. All right, so I told you they're laying the groundwork. They're trying to grease the skids for a Kamala loss cut. Oh, I should give you this warning. It comes from MSNBC. So if you are driving, you may want to pull over to the side of the road if you... You have something, hold on one second here. If you have something that you're drinking, some sort of a beverage, take a sip now because I don't want you to do a spit take all over your laptop or your windshield. But it is MSNBC, and I will remind you, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No, it's okay. Cut number four.
To that point about sort of the nastiness, I'm not going to play the clip, but I just, Alexi, today Trump was in Detroit and said, if Harris is elected, you want to know the truth, it'll be like Detroit. Our whole country will end up being like Detroit. If she's your president, you're going to have a mess on your hands. Not particularly subtle, but that is basically basically 100% of that campaign at this point.
He's flailing. I mean, like, his pitch is literally at this point, like, pick the white guy or the black girl. And he's asking people who are the most racist of this country to support him and to actually come out and vote, because that's who he knows he needs to get out to vote in order to win this election. Like, those are his swing voters at the end of the day. And that is what is so alarming about this. And, you know, I thought it was really interesting when former President Obama said basically, like, hey, men, male voters, I don't care if you think that women are weak. You need to reconsider what you think about Kamala Harris and really focus on the facts, because this is not a joke. You know, that's how I interpreted what he was saying to male voters in his speech today, because it is incredibly important, because those are not only the folks who are not only not voting, but if they do go out and vote, they are most likely, according to polls, going to vote for someone like Donald Trump because of mis and disinformation and because of sexism, as we know, with the idea that women are just not as strong as men, as leaders, and this idea that even though Donald Trump is clearly suffering cognitive decline and does not have the mental acuity to be president, he is physically fit to some people, but that is not the same as what it takes to be president. So I think that was very interesting.
Okay, you keep going with that, okay? No, seriously, you keep running with that. And did you hear the chuckle there? The chuckle there... Not just me. Now, I could barely contain my guffaws. And those were official guffaws, by the way, sanctioned and supervised by the Virginia State Guffaw Commission. But did you hear the chuckle? There was a chuckle there on the MSNBC set as she was spewing forth this absolute, utter rubbish. There were people on the MSNBC set chuckling. They weren't chuckling because she was saying something that amused them. They were chuckling, clearly, because, well, they just thought it was bat crap crazy, like the rest of us. In other words, there might actually be a few people at MSNBC who understand just how bat crap crazy the rest of MSNBC is. But you keep telling yourself that. You keep saying that the only reason Kamala Harris could lose is because she's a woman. I got news for you, my friend. I got news for you. It is a very, very, very bizarre, terrible, crazy situation. Really is. 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Now, tomorrow, we've got Politics and Pints down in Hopewell. Very excited about that. That'll be great, great, great fun. And I'm hoping that you have your tickets for it. If you don't, you're out of luck. I don't want to be nasty, but there were a whole slew of us that told you that the tickets would sell out. And guess what happened? The tickets sold out. It's going to be an interesting time tomorrow, I think. Gupman has already begun whining and crying. I think I'm going to have to check with John. Howard is actually ahead of schedule on his griping. Normally it's a week out, and I think this time he started like 2 weeks out. Oh, another success story from Kamalanomics. Walgreens, they're shuttering 1,200 of their pharmacies around America, you know, because they're making so much money. They just don't need all that many stores anymore, so they're shuttering. Oh, another success story from Kamalanomics. True Value Hardware, bankrupt. 75 years they've been around. So congratulations to Kamala Harris and to Joe Biden for killing off True Value Hardware store. Did you think it would ever happen? I don't know. There was a time when I thought, well, this one is always going to be okay. That one's always going to be okay. And then you start realizing it doesn't really work that way, right? People who grew up with, well, as an example, radio. Radio's always going to be around, Jeff. Well, I don't know. Remember when people used to gather around the big wooden box and they would watch the radio and nothing would happen? And then they decide, ooh, we should put some pictures in there. So they did. Now, I look at it again. I look at it through the prism of my sons. Technology and information and content, they don't care what kind of a screen it's on. They don't. Giant screen TV. Heidi and I scrimped and saved to get a giant screen TV. They're like, nah, we don't want one. They just don't care. There's no affinity. There's no loyalty. Same thing on the audio side, right? Oh, radio is this, radio is that. Well, I don't know. It's an awful lot of consumption of podcasts. Just saying. All right, listen. I want you to have a wonderful evening. Now, we do have some rain moving in, so beware that weather. And then, have a great evening. Hopefully, God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.